Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 22nd chapter. A dispute also arose among them as to which of them was to be regarded as the greatest. And Jesus said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, let the greatest among you become as the youngest, and the leader as one who serves. For who is greater, one who reclines at table or one who serves? Is it not the one who reclines at table? But I am among you as the one who serves. You are those who have stayed with me in my trials, and I assign to you, as my Father assigned to me, a kingdom, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you that he might sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers." Peter said to him, "Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death." Jesus said, "I tell you, Peter, the rooster will not crow this day until you deny 3 times that you know me." And he said to them, "When I sent you out with no money bag or knapsack or sandals, did you lack anything?" They said, "Nothing." He said to them, "But now, let the one who has a money bag take it, and likewise a knapsack. And let the one who has no sword sell his cloak and buy one. For I tell you that this scripture must be fulfilled in me." And he was numbered with the transgressors. "For what is written about me has its fulfillment." And they said, "Look, Lord, here are 2 swords. And he said to them, "It is enough." And he came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. And when he came to the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not enter into temptation." And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, and knelt down and prayed, saying, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." And there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Rise and pray that you may not enter into temptation." This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Paul Nielsen from Lutheran Church of the Resurrection in Waterville, Maine.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. If you are listening to this sermon live, it's still morning and may still be very early morning depending on where you live. So let me just begin by saying that I hope that you make today a great day. And if you're listening to this sermon later in the day or on some other day from the archives of KFUO Radio, let me say that I hope that you had a great day. But the question that we're confronted with in the text which we just heard read from Luke 22 is, what does it mean to have a great day? It all depends on how you define the word great, doesn't it? In good Lutheran style, what does this mean? Let's be clear about this, first of all. That is that we should all strive to be great, and we should all strive to make this a great day. The question is, what does this mean? This is right where we enter into the conversation that is taking place in the upper room in Jerusalem on that Passover night when Jesus was betrayed. A dispute also arose among them as to which of them was to be regarded as the greatest. Don't we just wish that Luke had let us eavesdrop on that little conversation for a while? But then again, we probably know about how it went because we've been involved in hundreds of these little disputes ourselves. If you'll recall, this is not the first time that Jesus' disciples have had this dispute among themselves. Much earlier, Luke tells us that an argument arose among them as to which of them was the greatest, and Jesus hears their argument and then proceeds to define greatness in a way that probably embarrassed them, or at least should have. Knowing the reasoning in their hearts, he took a child and put him by his side and said to them, "Whoever receives a child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. For he who is least among you all is the one who is great." How poignant is that? Especially when we realize that Jesus, who is by nature the greatest among them, who is the one who will demonstrate his greatness by becoming the least among them and as helpless and defenseless as a little child. Now back to the upper room, where Jesus corrects his disciples by telling them that their standards for greatness, such as kings and benefactors who have power and authority to rule over them, is not the standard by which greatness is determined in the kingdom of God. Rather, let the greatest among you become as the youngest, and the leader as one who serves. Servants are typically recognized as being the lowest. When they entered the upper room, and there was no servant available to wash their dusty feet, none of them volunteered to be the servant. They considered themselves too great for that. But the greatest among them became the servant and washed their feet, even as he became your servant and washed you in your baptism. The greatest among them became the waiter who served them the most important supper they will ever eat as they reclined at the table and ate and drank. Even as you come to his table, where the greatest among us is, in the words of Luther, all one at the same time, host, chef, waiter, and food, and serves you the same meal as he served them. Jesus demonstrates true greatness, not according to this world's definition of greatness, but according to his. We are great when we allow the greatest among us to be our servant and wash us with his holy water and feed us with his holy food and forgive us with his holy absolution. And then we go out into the world as servants of the greatest among us, demonstrating our greatness through our service to others. Service that this world hardly even recognizes, let alone commends. But really, we're all done with that argument. We're simply not interested in disputing over greatness anymore. We know who we are, and we know whose we are. And that is as great as it gets. So make today a great day. Amen.
We thank Pastor Paul Nielsen from Lutheran Church of the Resurrection in Waterville, Maine, for today's meditation on God's Word.